the Gemara what the case is, right? The Gemara asks now, hi, on which case of the last part of the Mishnah going that we say we take away the Shvua from the Loiva and we give it to the Malva? Ilai Maras Sefer and the Sefer for the Gemara, but typically the Shvua Gabi Malva. And the Sefer anyway, the Loiva is the one that's saying the Mashkin was twice as much as the loan. So the Loiva is saying to the Malva, you owe me a shekel. And the Malva is the one that's admitting to him, I only owe you a dinner. So anyway, the Malva is the one that's a Moedib Miksas. So anyway, the Malva has to swear. So why does Mishnah have to tell me that we take away the Shur from the Loiva, and we put it to the Malva? Anyway, he is the one to swear. So Mashmul Aresh, it's going back to the first case, where the Malva is asking for the Shekel, and the Loiva admits to a dinner. So really the Loiva has to swear. And that's the Chiddush, we take away the Shur from the Loiva, and we put it onto the Malva. Now, my Resha, which part of the Resha? It has to be Sefer the Resha. Because at the beginning of the Resha, it says he's Potter, he's a Kofar Peril. It must mean the Sefer the Resha. What was the case? The Malva says, listen, I lent you a seller, the Shekel or Yeshava, this Mashkin that I lost was only worth one Shekel. Therefore, you still owe me a Shekel. And the Loiva answers back, true, I admit I took a seller from you, but that mashkin is worth three dinarin. In other words, I only owe you one dinar. So in such a case, in this case, the Loiva is a Moedei Miksas. That really, the Shvua Gabe Loivahi, the Shvua is by the Loiva. He's admitting to half of the tain of the Malva. The Malva says, you owe me a shekel, and the Loiva says, I admit I owe you a dinar, not two dinarin. So really the Loiva should have to swear. But in this case the Mishnah is saying, Vishaklu Rabbana Miloiva, the Rabbana took away the swearing from the Loiva, we do not let him swear that the Mashkin was only worth three dinrin, and rather Vishadju Amalva, we make the Malva swear that the Mashkin was only worth two dinrin, one shekel, that he'll be able to collect. And the reason is why, that the Mishnah says, because if we're going to let the Loiva swear, we're afraid maybe right away the Malva will take out the Mashkin. And we're so clearly like we're causing a Shvua Sheker. Therefore, we try and stop this and make the Malva swear. That's good. Let's see. Now, Amar says, Fahashta, we should know now, though. Fahashta, the Amar Rabashi. Now, Rabashi himself was Mechadish and Ushvua. The Kaimlon that we hold. Zen Nishpa Shayna Bishusai, Venev Zen Nishpa Kamishova. Rabashi says there's a new type of a Shvua. That any time, if you tiny, you lost something, if a Shayma says he lost something, here you're a Shayma HaMashkin. The Malva is a Shayma on the Mashkin. He says, you know what, I lost it. So there's such a lacha, you have to swear if you really lost it or not. You have to first swear Shayna Bishusai. See if there is such a takona. To make such a shvua, now we do not need the new takana of the Mishnah. So in such a case, we'll tell the Malva first to swear he does not have the Mashkin. And if he swears that, now we're not afraid he's going to bring it out. So now after he swears he does not have the Mashkin, now we let the Loiva swear his shvua, Moedev Miksas Midiraisa, how much was the Mashkin really worth? So if so, Hochikomer, according to Rabasi, what's Shana Mishnah? How does he learn Shana Mishnah? So the Mishnah means like this. Me nishpatchilo. The Mishnah is saying, who has to swear first? In other words, there's a shvua from the Malva that he does not have the Mashkin. The Loiva has to swear how much it was worth. Who swears first? Me shapikodinetzloi. We make sure the Malva swears first that he does not, that he lost the pikodin, the Mashkin. Because otherwise, Shem Yishav, as they were afraid, maybe the Loiva will swear first that it was only worth three dinrin, and then v'yotzei haloi eser pikodin. Then the wise guy, the Malva, will take out the pikodin and show, listen, you swore false, I'll show you it's worth a shekel. So it's worth a seller. So that's what the Mishnah means. Just who swears first? Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this. Hai man di usve al fezuzin l'chavri. If Reuven lends $1,000 to his friend, o mashkin lay kito de magla, and he takes back a security, takes back a mashkin on it, what does it take back? Something worth a dollar. Takes back the handle of a knife. Kito de magla, the handle of a knife. So the kids, he took a mashkin for the $1,000 that he left. So Shmuel says, Ovat kito de magla, let's say the Malva loses this small mashkin, if he loses the handle of the knife, Ovat alfa zuza, he loses his right to collect $1,000. because when I give you a mashkin, it's considered all the money is in the mashkin. Like that's the condition of the halvor. I'm lending you $1,000, and you want back a mashkin, so the leiver's condition is, true, you can have the mashkin. But like, since you're accepting this mashkin for the $1,000, it's like, like you're saying to yourself, this is worth connected $1,000. So if you lose the kita, you lost your money. Chiddush. Avobot. Tarti kisoi. Let's say the malva took two handles of the knife, not one but two. So lay, here we do not say like each one is 50%, and if the malva loses one handle, he automatically loses 500. That we do not say. It's still like one mashkin. He only loses if he loses both. But if he only loses one, that's nothing. It's still called the mashkin, and all we deduct is the $1, how much that was worth. Even the case where the malva took two handles from the loiva, we say each one is connected half of the loan. Therefore, ovat choda, ovat chomishmeya. If you lose one handle, you lost half of the loan. Ovat idach, ovat kulei. Avobot, kita v'nascha, if you take a piece of metal with a handle, loy. Then we do not say it's half and half, but that's since the two separate things, it's sure one big mashkin. Now, do yamino, please ask my sister, what was the condition the malva made up? Now, do yamri, that afilu kita v'nascha, even if the mashkin was a kita v'nascha, still, ovat nascha, if you lose the piece of metal, ovat palga, you lose half of the loan. Ovat kita, if you lose the handle of the knife, ovat kulak, he lost both of them, now you lose the whole loan. Because any time the malva takes two mashkins, what he means is, one mashkin is for half, the other for the other half. So that's the machlaika. So now we look at our Mishnah, selil v'sicholov, the shekel or yeshava. That the malva says the mashkin was only worth a shekel, therefore you still owe me a shekel. V'alu yoyim aloiki ala selil v'sicholov, v'shkosh yedinu or yeshava, chayif. So who, why? Lei malei hokavaltinu. Why, according to Shmuel, why does the loiva have to swear the malva himself like lost the mashkin? So let the loiva say, listen, you accepted upon yourself that mashkin that was only worth a shekel for the seller, for the loan. So now that you lost the mashkin, you should lose out the whole loan. I should not have to pay you a penny. There should be no shvua. So go to Kasha and Shmuel. The Mishnah says clearly, even though the malva lost his mashkin, still he has to pay the rest of the loan. So Mar says, Masnisen be the pirish. Shmuel would like pirish. The Mishnah somewhere made it pirish clearly that I'm taking the mashkin, nothing to do with the loan. I'm taking a mashkin that if it's only worth half the loan, I only mean to take the value of the mashkin. That means if I lose the mashkin, I only lose one shekel's worth. That's all. I'm lending you a seller, two shkolim, and I'm taking back from you a mashkin worth a shekel. But I'm speaking out clearly that even if I lose this mashkin, it's only I lost the value of the mashkin. That's all. But you still owe me a seller. You still owe me a shekel. Shmuz alachris budlai pirish. We do not speak out anything. Since you do not speak out anything, there we say, when you take a mashkin, you automatically mean to say, this is the whole loan. And therefore, if you lose the mashkin, it's called over a mashkin. All right, we'll stop here.
Right. We'll start off again a little bit. We're holding that Mem Gimel Amud Beis in the middle of the Gemara. Again, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this: Hayman di Usfei Alefe Zuzi Lechavrei. If somebody lends $1,000 to his friend, Umashkin Lei Kita de Maglo, and he takes back a mashkin of security, he takes back the handle of a knife, even though it's only worth a few dollars. Still, Ovat Kita de Maglo, Ovat Alfa Zuzi. If the malva loses the mashkin, if he loses this handle of the knife, it's considered like he loses his right to collect the money. Rashi says, Shmuel Svariz, who saw the kibble, he accepted this to be like the Peroyan. He accepted the mashkin to be a Peroyan. So therefore, if you lose it, you lose all your money. Alfa, what's going to be Tati Kisoi? Let's say you take two mashkins, you take two handles of the knives for mashkin, loy. Then Shmuel holds you, do not say the svar, if you lose one, you like lose 50% of your chayiv, and you lose the second one, you lose the whole chayiv. It's sort of like one big mashkin. As long as any part of it is around, you do not lose more than the value of what you lost. For Rav Nachman says no, afilu tarte kisoi, even by two different handles, you said the same svara that you accepted upon yourself this mashkin that oved chodo oved chomish meya. If you lose one handle, you lose $500 of your chayiv. If the malva loses it, and oved idoch, when you lose your second handle, oved kula, you lose all your chayiv. Avo kita v'nas chaloi. But in the case we accepted a kita, you accepted a handle of a knife for the mashkin, and also naska, a piece of silver, then I do not say the svara that by losing the naska you lose 50% of your chayiv. Rashi explains, because since naska has value to it, it's like silver, you accepted that the terus petroi, meaning the value of it. So even if it gets lost, at most all you deduct is just the value of it, but not more. Like Rashi says, Avokita v'nascha lo yamina nascha kibu v'palgu. We don't say the nascha was for half of the value. Techiv on the midi dechaz l'proyinu, since it's something that's worth a proyin, lo kibu alei, ela v'dumei shaviv. You for sure only accepted it. That should be the value of the nascha. Only the kita, the other one, that's considered the mashkin, that's considered if you lose that one, then you lose yehochayif.
Nadoi says no, afilo kito v'nascho, ovat nascho, ovat palgo, ovat kito, ovat kulei. Nadoi says no, since you accepted two things for the mashkin, it's considered like 50-50. You accepted half for the mashkin, half for the chayiv, and the other half, even though it's a nascho, a piece of silver, still you took it as a mashkin, therefore if you lose that, you lose the second half of the chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Gemara's question from the Mishnah. Tanam, what did our Mishnah sell the Besicha Olav? I lent you a seller. That's how much the loan was. The shekel or Yeshovin, the Malva says the Mashkin I took was only worth half that amount. It was only worth a shekel. So it comes out that you still owe me a shekel. Valo Yoima, the labor answers back, like he has a seller, Besicha Olav, Ushloi Shadinun or Yeshovin. I admit that the Mashkin was only worth 3 dinrin. Therefore, I only owe you 1 dinner. The Mishnah says, Chayiv, it's Chayiv Ashur, Moedim Miktat, and I'll have to pay the money. The question is why? Lay Malay, for Kibaltiyo. Let's say, according to Shmuel, you accepted the Chayiv. Listen, I gave you a Mashkin, even though the Mashkin is only worth a shekel, half of the Chayiv, but Sabah the Kibble. Shmuel's Svar is, whenever you accept the Mashkin, you accept it. So Marin says, Masnisim with the Pirish, Shmuel with the Pirish. The Mishnah is talking about where you spoke out, you're Mefarish, and Shmuel is talking about the Deloitte Pirish. But the Machlokes Rashi and tells how to learn. Rashi learns, Bidu Pirish, Eini Mekabloi Olai Elo Biachrayis Doma Vishavya. The Mishnah is talking about where you speak out clearly, I'm taking this Mashkin, not because the whole Chayiv is in the Mashkin, but just for the amount, how much it's worth. If it's worth a shekel, and I lose it, I'll deduct the shekel from the loan, but not more. Shmuel is talking about Stam. Tosfos learns the opposite. Tosfos learns the bottom. Tosfos says, "This is a pirish." Ki komar Shmuel rach goras itcho. The chayin of Rabbeinu Tam. Omuki de Shmuel be the pirish. The ain svara lahavsid lamalva kol chayv legamri heched le pirish. Rabbeinu Tam makes more sense. He says, "What kind of svara is Shmuel? Why should a person accept a mashkin worth $10, and if he loses it, he lost the whole $1,000? Doesn't make any sense." So then the time learned Shmuel has been a pirish. The person spoke out and said, listen, I'm taking your mashkin, but to me, the achrayas of the whole mashkin, the achrayas of the whole chayv is in the mashkin. So that's Shmuel's halacha. So my take is the opposite. So then the time Shmuel did a pirish. He spoke out clearly, for then it's cheetah.
Wouldn't that be a form of
rebus? Alright, that's the answer. That Shmuel has been a pirish, for then the time learns, and our mishnah is b'dle pirish. So Mura says, Lema, let's say, kitanoi. Shmuel's halacha, if you take a mashkin and you lose it, you lose the whole loan, the whole chayiv, it's a machlokes tanoim. Learned halacha, hamalves chaver ala mashkin. If you lend money to your friend and you take back a mashkin security, the yovet hamashkin, and then you, the malva, loses the mashkin, so it says clearly, yishova v'yitales maysav divrei lezer. So clearly, not like Shmuel, it says the malva still swears, like Mestama, how much the mashkin was worth. Was only worth $10, and the chayv was $100, so he swears and collects his $90, even though he lost the mashkin, so what? He only lost that amount, and the rest he collects. Reb Kiva Loimer, Yochalu Shiyayim Aloy, the Loiva has the right to send back to the Malva. klum hil vistini el al maskin. I only lent you the money, I only took it because I gave you back a maskin. So in the maskin that you're holding is the whole loan. Therefore, over ha maskin, over my sechem. If you lost my maskin, it's considered you lost the whole loan, that's it. You can't collect anymore. So for this is like Shmuel. So it comes out from Achleikas and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva in Shmuel. So Mora says, and the Mishnah Vayin says, continues, Avo, but in the case, Avo, Hamal ve'elev zuz bishtar. If I lent you $1,000, and I take back a shtar, we write up a shtar. So the Malva has a shtar. V'niach mashkin b'yodoi, and still the loiva leaves the mashkin by the Malva. So the Malva has two things now. He has a shtar and a mashkin. Divrei Yaakov here, everybody agrees. Ovad Hamashkin, Ovad Moisef. If he loses the Mashkin, he loses his money. Because here, why did he take the Mashkin for? He has a star. But he can't just tell me it's for Zichron Dvorim Yalmo. It's just to remember that there is a loan. Because you have a star. Here, by taking the Mashkin, it's like you're accepting the Chayv is in the Mashkin. Without that you accepted the Mashkin for the whole Chayv. If you just took the maskin for the value of it, what do you gain? This is worth $5. The loan was $100. You're still going to have to go and collect the money. For what purpose did you take the maskin? To save yourself collecting, the $5 is not called collecting. So it must be that you're saying you wanted to collect it means that you're accepting that the whole chayv is in the maskin.
The Moshe
says, thank you, Dom. What's the case talking about? What's this machlokes over here? If the maskin is worth the amount of the loan, I lent you $100, and I took back the loan worth of it. I took back